Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
We are halfway home on a Monday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Pleasure to be here with all of you on a beautiful, well, it's gray. It's June gloom. It's happening. It's fine. Get through it. A little bit of suffering just to get to the other side of the rainbow, which is beautiful here, like 10 months a year. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Rindle. He's the executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well.
Don't mind the June gloom a little bit. It keeps it from getting too hot too early.
Keeps us honest.
Well, I just feel like if it was sunny starting in May and June, then by the time we got to August and September,
roasting.
It would be insufferably hot.
That's
but this
fair.
Keeps it... Keeps it cool for a couple of months before we get to the really warmer summertime.
Very true.
Yeah.
Weather talk on Ben and Woods here on a Monday morning. I'm not saying anything, so you guys know why. So I'll just sit here.
Can you not control yourself?
I've been gagged, apparently, so I'll just sit here. I'm just here for... Moral support.
Get a little too spicy.
Apparently.
Hand slapped?
Yeah. I got the old hand slapped on a Monday. It's a good way to start the week. Just one of those, like, you know.
You can be colorful in your language at times.
Sure. Sure.
We've discussed this over the last 7 years.
We have.
I mean, sometimes you push the envelope a little
if you
bit
wanna.
For morning radio.
No, I don't, actually.
Just push it a little bit. There's nothing wrong with pushing the envelope, per se.
Apparently, there is.
It's how much you do it.
Exactly. And I feel like I'm pretty good about not doing it definitely as much as I want to. So.
I'll stand up for you on this one.
Thank you. Appreciate you. You're as
prudish as anyone
correct.
You're going to hear. I don't feel like you're overly... colorful.
Me neither.
With your language. Yeah occasionally. Occasionally.
Colorful. Way.
A little spicy occasionally.
Sometimes.
Here, but
I say taint a lot.
You do.
Yeah.
Are you in trouble for that?
I
words
don't know.
Are weird, though.
They are weird. It's very weird. It's hard to know what the line is because, well, there's an actual line, and I have... only crossed that line one time, and it was purely by accident. Remember that?
I don't think I was here. I think I was actually gone that day.
Oh, were you gone?
Yeah.
I dropped an F-bomb.
Yeah.
First time it's ever happened to me. And it was just in casual conversations. Like, man, you got to be effing. And I go, whoa, whoa. And I knew it right when I said it.
I remember I was gone because we played it back when I got back. And I was like, it was so weird.
So casual. It wasn't like, you stupid F. It was just a kind of just slipped out.
I was amazed because when we did our off the air podcast, you immediately slipped right into just some colorful language that wouldn't have been okay over the air, but it is fine, obviously,
for a podcast.
And you weren't, I didn't think you were ridiculous about it. You just talked like you normally do in real life.
That's how I talk.
But you were able to control it like 99.99% of the time on the air, but you did mess up that one time.
Correct, that one time. So again, there's an actual line that you can't cross per the Federal Communications Commission. And we know what those are. We never cross them. Like, doesn't
happen.
Seven
deadly lines.
Seven deadly words. Can't say them. Yeah, the lines. So, but again, it's a little, you know, I get a little spicy, especially when I'm talking about the Dodgers. It's going to happen. But I don't know. I watched some clip the other day of Boomer Esiason dropping a GD on the air. I was like, whoa, took me back. He's on WFAN in New York. I'm like, you drop that on the air, you're going to get in trouble.
That always confused me.
Even though it's not, you know,
that word
illegal per se.
That word always confused me with censorship on television or radio. Because both words separately are fine.
Correct.
God. Right. And then the other word being the D word.
Yeah. Like the Hoover Dam.
The Hoover Dam. If you put them together, though, it's not good. Can't play it. And when they censor it, it would be like bleep damn.
Yes.
And I go, I feel like they're censoring the wrong word.
Sure. Sure. No, it's an interesting line to cross. You can say things like it kind of got relaxed a little bit, maybe in the late 90s, early 2000s. And you knew right then that, oh, it's been relaxed because like Howard is saying the word, he's saying a-hole, but he's saying like, you're an a-hole, not my, right? Like you can't do that. You can't talk about it like that. You can't do like potty language and things like that. So anyway. Adam has a very Puritan sense of what should come out over these airwaves. I don't. So there is the classic struggle between employee and manager. So we bang heads. And I defended myself this morning. I used a very scientific word, and it's what happens. So
Jordan in the chat says, if it's in the Bible, it's fine. So I can say smote all I want.
Smote. You can say frankincense. Myrrh. Yeah. So again. Listen, we've had this. Adam and I have banged heads on this many, many times, and we probably will again. I'm not in here trying to be edgy. I'm just talking like I talk, and I thought I was actually being scientific for once.
There were definitely other ways you could have said it.
Sure, sure. I was just
that would have been worse.
I was just yes, and then there's some that could have been better, but I was just trying to verbalize a point there. Anyway, happy National Sex Day.
If you'd like to register a complaint about Woods' language, Adam will take them. Adam.Klug, K-L-U-G, at Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y, .com. Go ahead and send your complaints in to Adam.
Over to him.
And we will see how the Tier 1s really think about you, Woods.
Sure, that's fine.
Of course, we're getting ready for Padres-Dodgers, first of three tonight.
Woo!
And I'm actually glad that the Dodgers are finally coming to town. First matchups all season long. It's a long time to wait for the first game against the Dodgers this season.
You're glad that it's taken this long?
Well,
I would like to get a couple out of the way early, man.
No, I'm not glad.
In that 14-3 stretch.
I'm glad that we're finally getting to it. I feel like it's been too long. I'm ready for it. And you'd say this is a tough stretch to finally meet the Dodgers. You're in the middle of 13 straight and 26 games in 27 days. Wouldn't it be nice to hit the Dodgers with an off day, you know, maybe before or after the series, where you do have one after the series, but this is the last.
They got one on Thursday.
This is 11, 12, and 13.
Sure.
13 in a row.
But I like the off day Thursday because you can empty it a little bit. And depending on how the first two games go,
and
you can
would say that when you're at the end of this stretch, this is when teams have a tendency to let down, usually, when they play a lot of games in a row.
You get smited.
And you could be playing, the Marlins, and you go, man, this has been a long stretch, and you just don't play your best baseball. I fully expect the Padres, though, to have no problem, getting up for these games against the Dodgers in front of their own fans at Petco Park. If you're going to play 13 in a row, have the last three be like, there's no chance we're not going to be locked in for these games. We may be tired, but you're not going to see a mentally out-of-it team against the Dodgers. They know they have to be sharp. They will come to play. They have that off day on Thursday.
So will the Dodgers.
To look forward to. I'd imagine both teams are going to try to bring, they're the best that they can, at least for a regular season three-game series. Now, I can tell you, with the Padres just a game behind the Dodgers, this series, of course, is an early battle for first place.
Correct.
And I can tell you what team I think will be in first place at the end of this series. I think it's pretty clear.
The Giants.
The Giants will be in first place at the end of the series.
It's such a good bet.
As the Padres beat up on each other and the Giants, of course, sweep the Rockies the next 3 days, they will pass both teams. And at the end, on Thursday, we're sitting on the off day, and the Padres and Dodgers will both be probably looking a game up at the Dodgers at the end of the series.
Which is hysterical. We're beating the crap out of each other. Fans are fighting. And the Giants are like, woohoo! We're having a ball. Where are they playing? Colorado or San Francisco?
Oh,
do you know?
Oh, I forget.
Off top of your head.
Which one it's in, but let's see. It hasn't really mattered where you're playing the Rockies. They've been pretty bad no matter what.
It's in Colorado.
It is in Colorado.
It's in Colorado. Okay, so weird things can happen, certainly. But plenty of weird stuff happens in Oracle as well. That is a bit of a house of horrors as well. You can hit a ball on the nose, bat flip it even, thinking you got it, and it dies at the track.
And the Giants, of course, haven't lost since the Padres took the first two. They won five in a row by a combined total of five runs. Every single game they have won against the Padres and then sweeping the Braves over the weekend was by one run. They are living just as much by the skin of their teeth as the Padres have been living by the skin of their teeth lately. But with the Rockies coming up, yeah, they are definitely in the most advantageous position going into this week.
Yeah, no question. And look, they're big leaguers. They've just played five really tough games, scratching it out. Then you get to Colorado, though, Ben, and if their starters do get in trouble earlier, which it can happen in Colorado. We've all seen it happen. Those can be a bit of a horrific series. Even if you end up sweeping it, it takes a lot to get through it. As you love to mention, the altitude certainly has something to do with it. And, the big, vast outfield, like, you just never know. It's
a win for the Padres and the Dodgers if the Rockies can take even one.
If they take one game. Yeah, no question about it. Chris in the chat said, you guys need to talk about the Padres' plane issues. All I saw was...
I have not seen anything about plane issues.
I saw Ruben Niebla...
flat tire.
They had a flat tire on the plane after the game. And so they literally got off the plane, went out onto the tarmac, and were playing bottle cap baseball. A bunch of guys were out there playing bottle cap baseball, which I thought was really cool. But I hadn't heard anything other than that. Just a flat tire.
Calling the pit crew for a quick tire change on an airplane. You probably need a really big jack, though, to get those airplanes off the ground.
Yeah, so. Big time. Big time. Yeah.
I did not see that. So they got back a little bit
late. Stewardess Vaughn.
Yeah.
Need them bags.
He's like, I don't even think there's a pilot. there aren't any stewardesses. I don't even know if there's a pilot. That's brilliant. What were you asking me? You just asked me something. Back late.
I didn't realize they got back later than they
normally would have.
I mean, it was a very early game in Milwaukee. It was 12 o'clock Milwaukee time, 10 a.m., of course, here in San Diego. So can't imagine even with the delay that they were... with the time change coming in their favor, that they were probably in bed at a very reasonable hour last night and will be rested and ready to go for the Dodgers.
Now, three of us did get a text message from somebody that was on that plane last night, probably as they were flying back. So I think if there were any major plane issues, he would have probably let us know.
We did?
Yeah, our good friend Mudd shared some Instagram videos.
Oh, my God. Do you have it?
I'm going to need a second.
You have to walk you guys through this. It's a little bit convoluted, but stay with me. So I'm laying in bed last night, and a couple times a year, Mud Grant will text me or Paulie or Ben or the show, and he hit us all last night. And he said, what did he say? I didn't know Woodsy had a twin. And I said, what is this? He goes, I didn't know Woodsy was so talented. And it was a guy on Instagram by the name of Daniel Middell, M-I-D-D-E-L. And I go, oh boy, it's Mud. What is he doing? So I click on play on this guy's Instagram. And he's doing all kinds of weird dances. He's in a dress and he's doing a hula hoop. And first of all, my first thought was, why is Mud looking at this? Like, what got this into your Instagram algorithm?
That's what I said.
Then I looked closer, and I went, oh, it's my twin. And then I showed my wife, who is always kind of like, eh, I don't know, it doesn't really look. She goes, oh, my God. And I go, who is this guy, and why is he my identical twin? Identical, right?
He was pretty close. I was looking.
Now, he has some tattoos on his...
There's a big Chris Farley vibe kind of going with his dancing. Like,
yes, he's just dancing around, just doing hula
over
hoop.
The top.
I don't know what his shtick is.
I think that is. He just dances around in a hula hoop and a tutu.
I mean, it looks like he's having a lot of fun.
He does.
Enjoying himself. But there is an uncanny resemblance to one Stephen
Woods. So where I started pausing it and going, look, look. And Hannah's like, oh, my God, stop, stop, stop. Because it looks, honestly, just like me.
I'm putting it up here.
Yeah, Paulie's going to put it in the chat for you on the radio. Sorry. You're going to have to go look up Daniel Medell on Instagram.
Call on Mud to notice that, though, because you might not look closely at the face. You're just distracted by the dancing and the hula hooping. But, yeah, if you look at the face, and Paulie's playing it right now on our YouTube feed.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's very... Now, I'll say this. Can I say this and not sound like a... egomaniac when I say it? I have a better body than he does right now. I have been working out.
But he's got moves.
He has ridiculous moves. He got longer hair than me. He has a man bun. But the guy's face is my identical face. It's like what, like looking at a long-lost twin brother. Everyone in the chat's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's dead on. Oh, my God. It's dead on.
Well, here, I even did, like, the side-by-side.
Did you?
So there's one. If you're watching, yeah, that's the original. That is a screen grab. That is what the guy looks like. And then
it's crazy.
And then when you superimpose Woodsy's face on it, this is what it looks like. And it's not that much different.
Son of a bitch. I refuse to believe this is another person until we see you both at the same time in a room together.
He also has the very world's smallest pictures on his wall. Which
he really does. Tiny pictures.
So like, normally you'd
and
you
a
know,
giant cat.
Like an 8x11 or you'd want something. And he has just maybe like a just a normal... Polaroid photograph size, two pictures hanging on his wall, and that's it. They're very tiny.
Oh, man.
It was so weird. I clicked on every video he had. I was like, oh, no, it is my twin.
Cat, he's got a cat tower.
He's got a cat tower.
Four cats like you do, because he's got a big cat tower.
Well, so now I know what I'm dressing up like for Halloween. No one's going to get it. I'll be walking around people like, arrest this guy right now. Arrest this dude. It is... Look at him! Ah! It is wild.
And he's got tons of these videos. They're all the same exact setup, just a different costume.
Dude, it's like looking at my twin brother. It is just insane how identical it is. He's got a little bigger belly than I do, but that's it. Yeah, I mean, look, I have to do this now. This is going to have to be like my thing.
And he's also hairless.
I'm also hairless.
Well, that's true. No, I'm not hairless. On your face, though.
Right, right. But he's hairless I can be. On his face. I can be hairless on my face. He's got tattoos.
He's got close to 100,000 followers on Instagram. Yeah, like that's popular.
That's Ben and Woods. That's Woods from Ben and Woods. And they'd say, oh, he doesn't have a tattoo on his calf. He doesn't have the tats on his top of his arms. But holy cow. Yeah, what's his name again? Doug?
Daniel.
Medell. He's fantastic.
Pretty good with the hula hoop.
Yes, he's very good. Thank you, Mudley, for that.
Does Daniel have the musical trivia knowledge necessary to take on Woods, though?
It'd be fun to get him on the show and see.
That's true.
Maybe if I could
Holiday
smoke
extravaganza, Paulie. See if you can fly in Daniel.
Oh, he's got an Amazon wish list. I should buy him something and say, from your long-lost twin. All right,
Play a little take on Woods when we come back. We need a contestant. If you want to call in now, 833-288-0973. We got a grand prize, Vegas vacation, and spa getaway up for grabs with our musical trivia challenge coming up next with Bennett Woods after a quick timeout here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Before that, though, we want to talk again about 7 Mile Casino. It is so easy to get to. You can drive many, many miles out into the East County to find some of the other card rooms and casinos. You got to find parking in one of the big garages and then walk through probably the back of a slot machine filled, smoke filled casino to finally get to the card room. Why waste all that time when you can go to San Diego's best card room right off the 5 freeway in Chula Vista, just 7 minutes from downtown?
Yeah, buddy, there's a lot to love about Seven Mile Casino. If you're a high limit player, they will take your action. They welcome the high limit players there. It's that kind of place. It's also a very clean place. It's bright. It's airy. It's cool. Got everything you're looking for. Great, great food. Get the Kung Pao chicken. You will not be disappointed. Get yourself an ice cold beer. Sit out on the patio and overlook the bay in a smoke-free environment. It's beautiful.
You mentioned the Kung Pao chicken. It's on the 24/7 players menu. It's one of the few places in San Diego where you can get a real meal any time of the day. If you're coming off a night shift, show up early in the morning. They are open. They are ready to entertain, give you a good time. 7 Mile Casino. Check it out today. It's just 7 minutes from downtown.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, just pick the guy that always, you know, kicks my ass.
Well, you are, we're not on a losing streak per se.
I'm on a tying streak.
A few qualifiers in a row for our grand prize drawing. This hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by Staples. And we've got Dennis Lynn, our Lynnsider, coming up in just a few minutes. So let's get right to it. It is time to play this morning's game of Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm Security and Fire Alarms for every business. We got you. And Guy got in first today, so I can't be accused of playing favorites as Guy joins us for a June game of Take on Woods. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning. So you're saying I'm one of your favorites then?
I'm just not being accused of playing favorites today. I always like when we have a good competition. I don't necessarily love it when Woods wins 5-0, and you usually give him a a pretty good run for his money. If you do, if you can beat a tie-in, you know, you're qualified for our grand prize drawing this month. It's a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas. Two spa passes and food and beverage credits at any of their five pools. Check out the Awana Spa. It is one of the largest co-ed spa facilities in Las Vegas, the ultimate in relaxation and wellness. You can book your stay now at rwlasvegas.com. All right, what categories do we have today? We got the mystery category. Guy, you're always pretty good at those. The two-second song will be the word that appears in all the other answers. We have a so-so category, five song titles that use the word so. And our new category today is a cross to bear, five song titles that include the word cross, song titles and artists. So mystery category, a so-so category, or a cross to bear, Guy?
That's right, so-so, please.
So-so category. All right, today we have five song titles that all include that very useful two-letter adverb, so, S-O. Five questions, 60 seconds. You know you can pass. If you don't know one, we'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is our two-second song. Paulie will play you the music. You need to give me that song title with the word so and the artist to score the point. All right, Guy, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, Paulie, give you a chance to cue it up a little bit.
Ready.
All right, he is ready to go. Let's go. 60 seconds on the clock. It is a so-so category. Guy, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Hurts So Good, John Mellencamp.
Correct. Warren Beatty probably thinks which 1972 Carly Simon song is about him if the rumors are true.
You're So Vain.
Correct. A breakup with motocross rider Corey Hart, Carrie Hart, inspired Pink to write which song in which she reaffirms that she's still a rock star?
Pass.
The Pointer Sisters just can't hide it in which of the hit for the group from 1982?
So Excited.
Correct. Whitney Houston continued her string of number one hits in 1987 with which song that included the line, "Ain't it shocking what love can do?"
Pass.
A breakup with motocross rider Carrie Hart inspired Pink to write which song in which you
So What?
So What? Whitney Houston continued her string of number one hits in 1987 with which song that included the line, "Ain't it shocking?" Well, we got four. You got back and got So What? I'm Still a Rock Star. Got Hurt So Good by John Cougar Mellencamp. You're So Vain. I'm So Excited. So Emotional by Whitney Houston was the one you missed. I don't know if four is good enough. It might be. Hang on the line, Guy. Woods will get the same five questions without the benefit of the category. Always much tougher for Woodsy. Guy's score is locked in. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Guy.
Hurts So Good, John Cougar Mellencamp.
Correct. Warren Beatty probably thinks which 1972...
You're So Vain.
Wow. A breakup with motocross rider Carrie Hart inspired Pink to write which song in which she reaffirms that she's still a rock star?
I know the song. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the song? Pass.
The Pointer Sisters just can't hide it in which hit for the group...
I'm So Excited.
Correct. Whitney Houston continued her string of number one hits in 1987 with which song that included the line, "Ain't it shocking what love can do?"
Freaking category.
I thought you had it.
Hurts So Good, You're So Vain, I'm So Excited.
I don't know.
A breakup with motocross rider Carrie Hart inspired Pink to write which song in which she reaffirms that she's still a rock star?
Oh, boy. I have no idea. I'm out.
Oh, you're out.
So three. Three is the best I can do.
Three isn't good enough. 4-3. Guy takes
this. This is going to make me insane.
Yeah. So-so category. Hurts So Good. Oh, you're So Vain.
Hold on.
So What?
So,
I'm Still a Rock
What?
Star. That's
I'm
Pink.
I'm Still a Rock Star.
And So Emotional. I get so emotional, baby.
Same.
Whitney Houston. Okay. Guy, congratulations. A win and qualifying
good job,
for
Guy.
The grand prize drawing. As we remain on a hot streak for the listeners, the tier ones, in Take on Woods. All right.
It's a tough way to start a Monday.
Though. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back. Dennis Lynn, our Lynn Sider from The Athletic, will join us to break down the weekend in Milwaukee, get you ready for the Padres-Dodgers series that is coming up next year with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I am so excited to tell you about Loan Pronto.
You just can't hide it?
I just can't hide it. It hurts so bad when you are maxed out on credit cards, struggling with high interest debt. You could pay it all off in days, get back to zero with Loan Pronto's Rapid Equity Loan. You can get cash out now without touching your low-rate first mortgage. No appraisals, no waiting, no BS. The Rapid Equity Loan program at Loan Pronto is incredible. Instant approvals, low rates, no hard credit pull up front. Your home's equity is yours. Use it. Get cash out to consolidate your debt down to one easy, low monthly payment. Call Loan Pronto now. Get a free instant appraisal for your home. See how much cash you can get out today. They are A-plus rated by the BBB and have nearly 2,500 five-star Google review. Service off the charts. Call now. Get the conversation going at 619-207-4336 or go to loanpronto.com. 619-207-4336. Get debt relief now at loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781. On approved credit, NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting set to talk Padres baseball with our Lynn Sider, Dennis Lynn. I did see a concerning video this morning of Bradley Rodriguez getting pulled off the mound after suffering what looked like an arm injury for the El Paso Chihuahuas yesterday. Cross your fingers that it's nothing serious, but he was a nice depth piece that the Padres had. And if he misses, I mean, they have other options as well, which is good. The bullpen depth is undoubtedly a strength for the Padres. But, yeah, it was so fun to just get a little glimpse of him on the big leagues. But Don't know how long it'll be before we see him again after seeing that video yesterday. We'll talk with Dennis Lynn coming up here this hour on 97.3. The Fan is brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. Overwhelmed by processed foods, U.S. Wellness Meats offers an all-natural alternative. 100% grass-fed beef, pork, poultry, wild-caught seafood, and more. Shipped free from family farms. Get 20% off your first order at uswellnessmeats.com. All right, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic set to join us right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Hard to believe that the last time the Padres and Dodgers met for real, 8 months ago.
Crazy.
In the division series. It was game five. It was there. Disappointing 2-0 loss. They could not score against Yoshinobu Yamamoto and the Dodgers bullpen, and wasted a great start by Yu Darvish. Lots have changed since then, but Padres and Dodgers continue to battle in the standings in the NL West. And joining us right now is our Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good, man. Well, Ben said a lot's changed. Our offense looks the same, essentially, as it did in that little stretch there, D. Lynn. Hey, man, credit to the guys, though, like being able to win these games. Hey, Ben, I mean, I have no – there's no nails left on my nails. I mean, I've chewed my nails to the roots at this point because the last week or so, these games have been, I mean, they've been great, great baseball games by all accounts. But, you won more than you lost, so ultimately that's a good thing. But there's an issue, certainly, with the San Diego Padres offense.
Yeah, it's just more of the same over the past month, right? I think if you're Ruben Yeable, you're probably chewing your nails every night, too, wondering how you're going to navigate these games and get your bullpen through, because obviously those guys, especially the high leverage guys, are working really hard recently, and at some point that's going to catch up to you. I think it's caught up to Jason Adam a little bit, although he, came in and did his job last night. But yeah, it's been a tough stretch for the offense, no doubt. I think at some point, if Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to get hot again, it would probably be against the Dodgers, considering what he did against them last season in the playoffs and really throughout his career. But yeah, at some point, you really need one of these guys to heat up and join Manny Machado in carrying this offense.
You know, and he does have a flair for the dramatic. We know that. We know that he's played well against the Dodgers. But, with Tatis, getting him to, again, I don't want to say focus or anything like that. That's not the right word. But getting him to, produce at a more consistent level has been, a bit of a challenge at times, Dennis. What do you kind of attribute that to? Is he just a temperamental guy? And that, I know he is. We've seen it a little bit over the years, but this year the team headed in the right direction after last year. Like, this is kind of the year you thought, okay, they talked about the other day on the broadcast the maturing process, as it were, for certain players. And I think he was all smiles after the win yesterday, so it's not like he's moping around all the time. But what do you kind of attribute what he's been going through to?
I do wonder about the hit by pitch.
Yeah.
A little over a month ago now. I know he says he doesn't think it's affected him since then, but, we all saw it. His forearm swelled up, real huge right after that big hematoma right there. And yeah, for a sport like baseball, it's so finely calibrated. You do wonder if, something like that will kind of knock him off kilter a little bit. But yeah, I think he's gotten his own head quite a bit over the past month and kind of let this, it's probably the worst slump of his career spiral on him. But as you said, sometimes he really gets up for these big matchups, big moments, big opponents. So maybe that's all he needs to kind of get that spark that has been missing for weeks to finally get him going. But there is a temperamental side of him that we clearly see on display pretty much every game, at least this season. So I think he's searching for it, and his timing's off at the plate, and maybe his mechanics are off a little bit because of that hit by pitch, indirectly or directly, hard to say. When your top few guys in the lineup, like him and Luis Arraez and Jack Samero are all slumping at the same time. It just kind of exacerbates each individual slump. So that's why we're focusing on it so much. I mean, if those other two guys were also hitting, it wouldn't be as big of an issue. If Xander Bogaerts were hitting for a little more pop than they have seen over the past year, I think it wouldn't be as much of an issue. But right now, it's just everything's magnified.
I was just about to ask you about Jackson Merrill because he's obviously also in the worst slump of his career. And at the beginning of the year, Dennis, I said I thought I had already seen Jackson adjust last year when other pitchers, started adjusting to him, and he was so good at it so quickly as a rookie. I thought, I don't think he's going to go through the sophomore slump. Did I get it wrong? What are we seeing here from Jackson Merrill, and why has he been unable to pull out of this slump the way he really did every single time he scuffled for a few days
quickly,
in his rookie season?
Very quickly.
But this one's lingered now here for a few weeks.
Well, I think you're seeing pitchers give him even less to hit. Not that they were just lobbing it up there last year to him, because clearly it's shown he was a very dangerous hitter right away in the majors, even at the age of 21. But yeah, now that he's 22 and he's still very young, he's getting less to hit, and he's still probably chasing a little more outside the strike zone than even last year. So yeah, it's just a young guy who's eager to hit. I mean, he's talked about maybe the challenge or balance of trying to walk a little bit more, show a little more plate discipline going into this year. And right now we're not seeing that. We're still seeing him, be a little jumpy at the plate. But yeah, I think his timing's off as well. As you said, Ben, he has probably the first real slump of his career, and we saw him pull out of it really quickly last year, whenever he had just those mini slumps. But right now it's just pitchers have adjusted to him, and he's in the process of adjusting back. But yeah, he's a guy I don't really worry about. I know, like you, yeah, I didn't think he was going to have much of a sophomore slump coming into this year, and maybe he still won't end up having much of a sophomore slump when it's all said and done. But I just think, he's wired the right way, and, he's shown in the past, even if it's not a very long pass, that he can adjust right back to the league when they adjust to him. So I think, yeah, he's just gone through it right now as a 22-year-old in the majors, which is totally normal.
Absolutely. Talking to Dennis Lynn from The Athletic here on Ben and Woods, as we do every Monday. So a lot of good storylines, Dennis, right? I mean, we were talking about waiting all the way to June to play the Dodgers, and Ben was like, I kind of like it, and I'm like, I kind of hate it. I wish we would have gotten a couple out of the way early, but this is where we're at. We got the Dodgers today. It should be a good one, right? You got the storylines. Both teams are, well, let's be honest, right now kind of having, a mid-off. I mean, the Padres they've been playing pretty well. The Dodgers have won some games in similar fashion. They can also club you to death when they get going. So your favorite storylines to watch these next 3 days. Manny and Dave Roberts, will they have some words to say after the hit piece last year? Like, there's a lot to be excited about.
Well, number one, I'm curious to see if the Padres throw up anything Clayton Kershaw related on their scoreboard. I don't know
right.
if you guys saw.
We did. We talked about it. He got very upset. He gets very upset by scoreboard things. And if everybody isn't giving him the love that he so deserves, he gets very, very upset by it.
Yeah. Yeah. He gets the ass, as they say.
The ass. Baseball. Exactly.
I don't know if I can use that term on here, but I think
you can. You can't use other terms, as I found out earlier, but ass is fine.
Yeah, that's just who he is, I guess. I guess the Padres, after what happened a couple years ago with the crying Kershaw meme, they'll probably stay away from that. Plus, he's not even pitching in this series,
right.
But I'm sure he'll come up against them at some point. But yeah, I'm just looking for some petty moments. That's always fun in this rivalry,
yes.
And I think it is the number one rivalry in baseball.
No doubt.
Yeah, I think the whole Manny, Dave Roberts thing is probably a little overblown. Obviously, it worked out for the Dodgers' benefit, you could say, back in October. I guess if Dave is trying to light a fire under his team or something, who knows? But yeah, it's going to be an interesting series, right? Because like you said, yeah, it is kind of a mid-off right now. I don't think either of these teams is anywhere near 100%. I think the Dodgers can kind of rely on, some of their internal depth coming back to, buoy them at some point this summer. The Padres, yeah, I'm still really interested to see how they get through. Pitching-wise this series, guys like Ryan Berger, Randy Vasquez, Stephen Kolek have really stepped up of late. But yeah, you just don't know about Michael King and Yu Darvish and what they're going to provide, the rest of this month, or if they come back say next month what they're going to provide after that. So I'm interested to see how the Padres pitchers get through the series. And, you know, they have been, you know, locking it down of late, but they're not facing the best offenses. And like you said, the Dodgers can really club teams to death. So if they can get through this series, I think they'll feel really good. And if they don't, kind of like, oh no, like when is, you know, Michael King, when is Yu Darvish going to debut? When are we going to get, you know, some of these guys healthy again? Because if not, then you're going to be looking at not only trading for a left fielder, then you're also going to be trying to trade for some starting pitching, most likely.
Talking to Dennis Lynn, our insider from The Athletic, weekly Monday Conversations. Now, you've been busy covering the Padres, but you did do a back and forth with your counterpart, Fabian, who covers the Dodgers for The Athletic. And from that team's perspective, you know, clearly lots of injuries. I mean, how dire do you feel like it really is with the Dodgers? Is this all just kind of a slow play so they know that they're going to be healthy at the end of the season as Woods kind of contends for their pitching staff? Or is there real concern in Los Angeles that they could actually be in a fight even to make the playoffs at the end of the year?
Come on.
Yeah, I don't see that. I mean, they're pretty, it seems like, very confident that, you know, I mean, they went through this last year, right, where they had a ton of pitching injuries then. Yeah, that's a bigger picture issue, maybe an existential issue at some point. Like, why does this keep happening to them? But even in the minors, they've had, I think, 5 or 6 Tommy John surgeries since Niebla took over, and the only one that the Padres have had. Well, the only notable one is Joe Musgrove. I know John DeBrito had it the other month. I know Bradley Rodriguez didn't look great for him going down last night in El Paso, but the Dodgers are just used to this, I guess, by now. They're just used to, you know, having the most money in the league and then having a bunch of injuries with it. And then because of having the most money and resources and a deep farm system, they're able to kind of weather that storm. And, you know, they have a lot of prospects still, so they can always go out and trade for more pitching if they need it at the deadline. But I think they're sitting fine. They feel like they're not sitting pretty, but they'll be fine in the end. And they got, like you said, Ohtani coming back at some point on the mound. So, yeah, it's probably a bigger issue for the Padres on the pitching injury front. But, yeah, I think the Dodgers will be just fine. I don't think anyone needs to feel sorry for them.
Now, Dennis, Billy Epler got fired for what the Dodgers are doing currently. Look, Tony Gonsolin pitched the other night. He very well may have elbow discomfort, and I'm using finger quotes, but they also had Michael Kopech ready to come off the IL and Kirby Yates as well. This is what Billy Epler got fired for. Manipulation of the IL. I mean, I have had plenty of people tell me, you know, this isn't really on the up and up, you know, and I, is that something that's talked about, like, within baseball circles, at least in the circles you run in?
Sure. I mean, it's also been talked about for years that, you know, when the Dodgers get on second base, they're really good at relying signs and doing things that you might not call. I mean, it's permitted in
sure.
baseball, but I mean, when the Astros got busted for their sign stealing scandal, there were people wondering if the same thing was going to happen to the Dodgers. So there's always been an edge that they seem to push, and they push it as well as anyone. If, you know, I guess they haven't really been caught, so to speak, at this point, but I mean, a lot of teams do this, not just the Dodgers.
Sure.
But yeah,
but the volume,
more,
the,
I think,
the sheer
yeah.
volume of it is insane.
Right. I mean, it's more noticeable when you have, like you said, all these pitchers on the IL, and, you know, maybe some of them are being slow played. Well, actually, some of them are definitely being slow played.
Yeah.
Because they know they're going to be there in the end, and they don't need to rush these guys back because they do have the depth to kind of weather it. But that is, you know, kind of talk that you hear around baseball, and especially the Padres, because they're so, I wouldn't say laser focused on the Dodgers, because they realize they have to beat other teams too. But it's, I just go back to last week in San Francisco. I was there in the clubhouse. They had a Dodgers game on, like, after every game, and the guys were definitely watching it.
I love it.
They were watching it with some particular interest. So, yeah, these guys are locked in.
I love it.
Dennis,
thanks,
D-Lin. Appreciate it. Enjoy 3 days in San Diego at Petco Park, at least. And we'll chat with you again next Monday. Dennis Lynn, our insider from The Athletic. We'll come back. Final hour of Ben and Woods. Don't go away on 97.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.